program. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Now all the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're bringing, going right back to your calls here, and if we get the chance, we still have the five things left that are medical myths, allegedly, that are being propagated by the medical establishment. So if we get a chance, we'll get to that. In the meantime, your calls are what it's about. Let's go back to Larry. I think, do we still have, yeah, Larry is still on the line with us in Texas. Larry, if you could just recap where you were going for our listeners just tuning in here, and we'll continue.
Well, I was just kind of touching on what one of the callers earlier touched on about jury nullification. That's one of the few empowerments we still have as a citizen. You were touching on rights and liberty and these things. Well, rights are really something that's endowed by a government to a human being. Liberty is something that's endowed by God to a human being. So,
well, that's not what rights were supposed to be. Just to interrupt you, Larry, that's not what my understanding of rights were. I mean, you can obviously we can define things how we want to, but my understanding of rights was that if you believe in a God, it was the God that gave the rights. Governments don't grant rights; they were allegedly formed to protect them, which of course is ludicrous because you can't have a coercive government without a violation of rights because they're funded by coercion, and so therefore everyone's rights are violated in order to so-called protect the rights, which is just madness in the first place. But the Constitution doesn't grant rights. It does not.
You're right to a degree, but these are all the catch-22s of living within a society with other people. I mean, if you're talking about outside of a society, you're talking about anarchy, which may not be totally a bad thing if all people are educated and decent, but we're a long ways from that.
Well, you know, that's false. If people are not educated and they are indecent, that alone is an argument against government. The whole idea that man is evil, that man is bad, that man has a proclivity towards being evil, or that there are men out there that are evil, even if you don't believe that all men are born evil or whatever, that if you believe that some men are born evil or they have a proclivity towards it, then that's an argument against the state, because if you have the state, the authoritarian power monopoly that it is, inevitably those evil men are going to gravitate towards it, as we've seen. Well, I mean, Lord Acton, I think, said it best.
If you believe in the Bible, then you believe that man is inherently corrupt by nature.
And I do not believe in the Bible.
But let me say that the society we live under now, the paradigm we live under, it is a manipulation that its axis, it works upon fear. Greed is its main manipulating factor, and we are led as a human race to do much more disgraceful things than I believe we would, and I believe we could have a totally different, better paradigm than we live under. But that's the whole point of the pyramid on the back of your dollar, if you want to get into that conversation. I wasn't going to go there, guys. I was talking about just the justice system and what a corrupt racket it's become. And we do have this power to do jury nullification by finding these people not guilty. But the problem with that is when you're arrested for a crime in this country, you're not just arrested for that crime. They'll stack 20 charges on you.
Sure, yeah.
And you're basically, you're forced to plea bargain, because if you do go to trial, they lie. They bring policemen up there that lie. The prosecutors are allowed to lie. Mm-hmm. And all you get to do is present the other side of the case. That's it. So you're taking a huge chance. And especially, like I said earlier, when you're getting a jury of people that are already biased and are pro-system and believe that policeman's telling the truth, you know.
I'd also like to point out that the juries seem to be they take a proclivity towards believing the state, as it were, in a lot of cases, and they want to go home. They know the fastest way to get out of there is just to find somebody guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, I see it all the time, even on shows like King of the Hill. You know, there was an episode where Bill Daughtry says, "I did my job. I prosecuted him and, you know, came home." I mean, these things on TV even aren't by accident, guys. I know that I sound, you know, like some conspiracy theorist nut, but it's not an accident that our TV's proliferated by these crime shows now, in which the police are always benevolent. And like another caller, and y'all touched on earlier, all of our freedoms are being taken away under the scope of a facade of benevolence. It's always for our good. Well,
sure,
you know, if I want to smoke, if I want to do whatever I want to do in my home, that's really about as much freedom as you can hope for within the confines of a society.
They're working on infringing on that. I mean, if you live in California, in some places there are rules now in some areas where if you live in a duplex or any sort of an apartment building where there's another apartment adjacent to yours, you cannot smoke.
This isn't to save people from secondhand smoke. That's insanity. I mean,
it's
to take your rights away under a false facade of benevolence.
Absolutely,
like they
it
care.
Is. Hey, I'm with you, Larry, on a lot of the things that you're saying, and I share your frustration, and I share in the understanding that they do make it difficult to stand up for freedom. However, nothing worth doing is easy, and we're not going to get to liberty in our lifetime if we keep breaking in the face of the so-called authorities.
I'm one who doesn't think that passive resistance is ever going to work again. I think that if you go back and look at, go back and read Ezra Pound, who was the leading author at the turn of the 20th century, who tried to expose this whole conspiracy and all the manipulations behind World War One. Well, he was locked away by the United States government as an insane lunatic in asylums and silenced for the rest of his life. But that, if you want to really learn the truth about our government and where we're headed and all this stuff, that's a good place for people to start.
I know everything I need to know. I don't, you know, it's not my government. It's just a bunch of men and women that are arbitrarily deciding what I can and can't do and threatening me with violence if I don't go along with it.
But your government is controlled by other people. If you believe that your government is at the apex of your society, you're wrong.
I don't believe they're my government. I never agreed to any of this. So it doesn't matter to me who's controlling them. What matters to me is what they're demanding and who they're hurting and how they're doing it and how we can stop them and how we can get out of this.
Well, I agree with you, but until you can wake people up like your caller from Georgia earlier, I mean, it's just like in Orwell's books. So most of these people are deeply brainwashed.
And it'll be that way for a long time, and it'll be that way for most people, and that's okay, because we're getting the people that are awake. We're getting the people that are, you know, they've erased their brainwashing. They've shifted over to a new paradigm. They're coming to the understanding that an evolution to a voluntary society is the next great step for mankind, and that leaving the shackles of the authoritarian coercive state behind is something that's inevitable if we want to advance the human society. So I think those people getting together in the same geographic location via the Free State Project is going to be what tips the scales and helps show the rest of the people that are still asleep, if you will, that there are better options. You know, the grass is greener on the other side, and that we can have a better society.
The people are dependent upon the corporations, so even if you make a free state, that's moot. That's irregardless. It's the corporation that's the predominant institution in our lives, not the church, not the government. These people are all ran by the elites of the corporates.
And how would that be moot? Hold on, Larry. How would New Hampshire, how would it be moot if New Hampshire seceded from the United States? How would that
be? Well, where are they going to get their food? Are they going to grow enough food there in New Hampshire during the winter
We've got two international borders.
Well, yeah, there's a port, and I'm sure that people would want to sell us food. However, I would like to point out that, yes, New Hampshire grew all of its own food when New Hampshire was a colony. There's plenty of land, arable land here.
I agree with you that they can be done, but the way things are set up now, no, it can't be done because you're dependent upon corporations.
Which corporations?
They're going to sell us the food. Those corporations will be happy to sell us food as clients.
You really believe that?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you believe that
when these people at the top of the ladder make money out of thin air, that money is their predominating motivation? You believe
that? The people selling oranges aren't making money out of thin air. They're making money by selling oranges.
Yeah, but they're controlled by the people who make money out of thin air. Don't you get it?
So you're saying that if Tropicana wants to sell orange juice to people in New Hampshire, that the federal government will prevent them? Is that what you're saying?
If the people in New Hampshire are truly free or working toward freedom, then yeah,
it's paranoia, and I understand where it comes from, and I thank you for the call, Larry. I don't agree with you on that at all. I think that people in search of profit will find ways to get their products here to New Hampshire.
Right. What else are you going to find out? That the people of, you know, the corporations are controlled by the international bankers and that we're all doomed. That's the other choice of things to find out.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to that theory. I think that, and even if it were true, you're right, Mark, we could grow our own food and the marketplace would jump right to that if people were demanding food be grown here.
I live in a farm town.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys,
You'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alekese at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net, or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Just a heads up, by the way, for our listeners that have been looking for the Sam interview. Our friend Sam Dodson interviewed today on Fox News' Freedom Watch with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Sam was on for over 10 minutes, actually about a 15-minute-long segment they were talking about, Sam. And this was a great segment, good coverage. The judge was very supportive of Sam's situation. In fact, said that he wants to have him back on and continue following the situation on their show, which I think is excellent. And I have posted that full video at this point at freekeen.com. So if you go to freekeen.com, after Free Talk Live, of course, you can watch the 15-minute-long video clip, which is it makes it easier for you because the only other way you'd be able to watch it at this point is by watching the full-length show in three different segments. You have to fast-forward. And so I took the time to clip them all together, make it convenient. Freekeen.com.
Darn nice of you.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls, and we'll go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you've been talking about jury a little bit tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I was thinking that this is a radio audience who may not necessarily be plugged into the Internet. So you give the .org or the .com for feature. I wanted to tell folks that 1-800-TELJURY.
That's good. 1-800-TELJURY. Tell jury.
They can send you a handsome package that will explain your rights and not just your rights, but your responsibilities as a juror. You're supposed to, as a juror, defend your fellow citizens against the government.
It's your duty.
That is your role, folks. That is your role. Read your Constitution. That's what it's all about.
It's the fourth branch of the government. You, the jury, are supposed to judge the laws that the legislative branch passes.
But they don't want you on there. They don't want you doing that. They don't want you spreading the word about that. And I wonder how much it frustrates them that here in New Hampshire, at least in the Cheshire County area, we at every single jury gathering, every single jury selection, once per month, we've got activists out in front of that courthouse flyering them with fully informed jury association information. I wonder how frustrating that is to them.
It's got to drive them nuts.
I hope somebody else starts doing this around the state. It's my understanding that some of the other activists out in Manchester have been talking about it. I'm not sure when that's going to start up, but I hope to see it spread, and I hope to see it spread all across the country. If you've got, and we've talked a lot about how difficult it can be to do activism on this show, and it is. If you've got limited help, it can be very difficult. But doing fully informed jury outreach takes very few activists. You could do it with two. I recommend 3 to 4 at the very least, because the more you have, the less likely the police are going to hassle you. Bring video cameras with you. Bring audio recording devices in case the police do come up. But all you need are the flyers from the FEJA website and 1-800-TELJURY, right? TELJURY.
Yes. Absolutely.
All you need are their flyers. You can order them over the phone or print them out. Grab a PDF and print them out yourself. Take those. Stand out in front of the courthouse where they do the jury selection. Call them. Find out when jury selection is. Make a point of going there a half an hour before juries are supposed to be there by. So if they're supposed to be there by 8:30, get there at 8 and stay there till 8:45. Stay there for 45 minutes and you're done.
It's the kind of activism anyone can do.
It is so easy, and you only need a handful of friends to do it. If you can't put that kind of an activism together where you are, get the hell out of where you are and get here to New Hampshire.
Hey, I also want to tell you about an early mover.
Please.
Before I do, folks, what Ian and Mark are talking about right now about community activism, go to this 1-800-TELJURY and find out just on an individual basis, just as one human being going in, learn. Like I said, they'll send you a handsome package, and you'll understand things like you never understood before.
It's a real
life. You'll know what your responsibilities are, not just your rights, but your responsibilities.
Good call, John. Thanks for having
me
tonight.
Let me tell you about an early mover.
Okay, go.
I'm finishing up my move from Salem. When I first moved here, I moved to Salem just over the border because it was a commuter location, and things have changed.
When you moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, activist movement. To
very
bring
early
as many liberty-loving people here as possible. Go ahead.
And so now I'm moving further north. I'm heading up to Grafton. There's a dude that called me up. He's only been in state for 2 days. He's got a pickup truck, 8-foot bed, and he's like, "I'm there, dude." This is a guy that I met at Pork Fest, by the way. You guys advertise Pork Fest.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that I met at Pork Fest. And he emailed me and he said, you know, we've met, and I was trying to figure out who he was. As soon as I heard his voice, because I'm better on the phone than I am on the internet, and as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, yeah, it was so good. He's been here 2 days and he's plugged in, and folks, you've heard of it before. this really, really happens. This is real life. There's a guy 2 days here, and he's getting busy helping out friends.
There's instantaneously.
Come on up to New Hampshire, folks.
Yeah, instantaneously, there are opportunities for you to get active, not just in the political arena, not just in civil disobedience or media, but also to get active with the Liberty community and help people out and help them move. Just this past weekend, I helped our co-host Dale move into his new house, and there were probably a good 8 or 9 people that showed up to that, which is just fantastic. It makes the job so much easier. You're trying to move a couch, you've got 5 guys moving the couch instead of 2.
Yeah, changes everything.
Yeah, it makes moving almost pleasurable. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you tonight because I can tell you, moving is awful. Yeah, everybody knows this.
Well,
right?
the more crap you have, the harder it is. And I mean, that's why when adults move and their families, they hire a company because it's not like it used to be where you could throw everything in some garbage bags and get a couple of your friends and it gets much harder as you acquire crap.
Right. So the good news is the hardest side of your move is when you're packing up to leave. Yeah. As far as if you're moving to New Hampshire.
It cuts the difficulty in half because you've got somebody here to move all your stuff into your house.
So sell off as much of your crap as you possibly can.
Always
That's generally
advice.
A good idea anytime you're moving anywhere. Then load it up into whatever you need to load it into. Get up here to New Hampshire. And if you announce it in advance, if you're moving up as part of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, if you announce in advance over at the Free State Project Forum or nhfree.com or forum.freekeen.com, people are going to come there. You say, we're coming here to this location at this time, or you can make it more private. You can say, private message me if you want to know where we're going to end up. And then you let people know where you're going to be, what time you're going to get there. People will show up, buy them some pizza, bring some beers out, and give them a little extra reason to be there.
I haven't seen beers at too many of these events, but pizza.
I have, actually, at a couple of them, and a couple of folks recently that have been doing that. So beer and pizza, spend a few bucks on these movers. It's going to be a lot cheaper than hiring a professional crew. They're going to get the job done just as well, and you're going to have great conversation while you're at it. You're going to be able to socialize with people that want to get to know you. With people that are looking to reach out and make new friendships and talk about freedom and things that are interesting to you. It's a great group of folks. I mean, I've never met a better, just overall better group of people than the people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yep.
And the local liberty activists as well, the local New Hampshire natives that have just been so awesome. And
friends waiting to meet you is really what, if you believe in liberty, that's the truth.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231, your calls about what you want, if you make them. We've got your calls on the line, and still to come here, we've got the 5 things that the medical establishment is promoting that may very well be medical myths. We'll try to sneak those in. Free Talk Live.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those. And those free features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that for yourself. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, we just got a new advertiser on board, and that advertiser is a product that I've been using for more than a year now. And this was long before they started advertising with the Free Talk Live, and I've been glad to get the opportunity to talk about them. It's Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It handles all kinds of hair and skin problems. Once you get the opportunity to put Unicure in your hands, you'll realize that conditioner doesn't have to be that goopy, nasty stuff that that they sell at the grocery store. This stuff really feels pure. What I do with it, among other things, is I put it in my hair and leave it in. You can't do that with regular conditioners and expect your hair to be manageable, but I've stopped using hair products like gels and things like that. I use this Unicure, and I just like the way it leaves my hair. So, if anybody's looking for any kind of recommendation on this Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner, it's been sold in top salons since 1973. It can help you with hair and skin problems that you might have. Go to 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. That's 888-UNICURE, unicure.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and go to Phil calling from Australia land. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live. Good night.
Hi, Ian. How you doing, mate?
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I don't really know what to think about this. It's a question that was brought up in the chat room by your very own Johnson. It's basically the question of, is religion in itself aggression because it requires indoctrination? Everyone's born agnostic, so is religion in itself aggression?
How would indoctrinating someone be aggression? I mean, no one's forcing. I guess as a child, yes, I was forced to go to Sunday school, but at the same time, I ran out of the damn classroom a lot of times, just left. So I don't know if it was
forced to go to swimming classes,
yeah,
too.
Was that aggression? I guess so. I mean, if you're a child and you're under your parents' purview,
no,
then
you're
yes,
not.
They're using aggression.
No, it's not.
You.
The child would, so if the child has the opportunity to leave the property, and I believe me, children, when at my age, you could have ran away if you felt
yeah,
like it.
True.
So it's not aggression because the child chooses to live at the parents' house and should therefore have to follow the parents' rules.
Yeah, I don't think it's aggression.
I kind of do agree somewhat, but maybe aggression isn't exactly the right word. But from the time we're born, the society that we're in and what our parents believe, that is impressed on their children.
Sure.
To a very heavy extent. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, again, maybe aggression is the wrong word, but just
is it insidious? Is it awful? Is it dangerous? Is it destructive to a healthy society? I think so. I think all of those
it
are
depends.
True.
It depends on what you're. Oh, are you talking about religion?
Organized religion.
Ah.
I mean organized religion.
Some
generally.
Religions. Some religions more than others. You know, I certainly.
Yeah,
I think that Christianity the way it was. I was thinking that Christianity, the way it was at one point, was far more dangerous and violent than it is today.
But they back up wars today. So.
They do. I have problems with that. But the peace churches have come a long way since then, and they've managed to, you know, get their little foothold in society. I think that, personally, I find Islam to be more dangerous in today's culture than I find Christianity. However, I don't. You know, mostly from I'm mostly with Ian on this as far as organized religions go. They're just bad news.
Actually, one other thing that was mentioned in the chat room, basically to claim that you know religion means you have some sort of understanding of the way the universe functions, and that itself could be considered fraud. This is Johnson. This is what he's saying. I just want to get your
Johnson's
guys' thoughts
a mad
on it.
Man.
That's my opinion. I know that. He's also a funny bastard. We love
yeah.
him for it. So.
Oh, he's very intelligent. And if someone can change me on issues, I usually start talking to Johnson about those issues.
Awesome. Hey, any idea when he and maybe Torgo will be making a comeback to the show?
No plans on Torgo. Torgo is
in
debt.
Illinois
right now.
Yeah, I heard there's a little bit of a falling out there somewhere.
Well, it's not falling out. It's just that he went in a different direction and hasn't paid me back. So.
Gotcha.
As soon as he pays
no
me
worries,
back,
no
he can come back on the show. But Johnson
okay.
is in the midst of doing some projects down in Connecticut at this time. Hopefully, he'll be up here in New Hampshire. I don't know, within the next few years. So thank you.
No problem.
Call,
as always, I'm just want to say I love the show and keep on keeping on and thank you.
All right, jolly good, sir. Good day. Thanks for the call.
Jolly good. That's great.
That's jolly good's more UK, right?
Yeah. You probably should just leave that alone.
Well, because there's hard feelings there. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
I just think that it sounds silly.
So I don't mind sounding silly. I'm
all right, no worries.
Okay, no worries, mate. That's a good one. 1-800-259-9231. We continue. Matt is in Illinois and he's on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I wanted to throw in my two cents on the rights conversation you were having earlier.
By all means.
I've got to agree that I think that you guys were having, or that Mark and this gentleman were having an argument on semantics. But I think that rights is kind of a word like libertarian that's been kind of polluted.
Mm.
I don't believe that they equal liberties. Like I think that when the founding fathers were trying to enshrine them in the Constitution, they were talking about not so much rights, but as like natural way of being that mm-hmm. humans have. When they talk about the right to bear arms, I think what they're trying to say is that people have the right to defend themselves.
Yeah,
and that is something that is granted by nature, by God, or whatever you want to say, but if you're attacked, you're going to defend yourself. And I think that government has to recognize that, or people in the government have to recognize that. I don't believe that government has any rights at all. That rights are only something that individuals have.
That's the agreement I like to. That's the definition I prefer of rights, is that we've all, you know, it's all.
Well, the government doesn't have any more rights than the collective of people that make it up and support it. So if a community has the, you know, a community doesn't have the right to tax individuals, because that no one in that community has the right to steal money from people. So you may be able to get together into an organization and get some stuff done, build a bridge or whatever, but you don't have the right to steal money from people who don't want to give money to your organization.
And I think that's what's happened, is that the lawyers have gotten a hold of these terms and they've twisted them. And they've turned them into legalese rather than English.
Mm-hmm.
And so terms like your right to do whatever have no meaning anymore, because it's just not intuitive enough anymore. You know, like you were saying, the right to health care. Well, you don't have the right to health care because you don't have the right to steal the doctor's labor. And if you don't have the money to pay for the doctor and the doctor doesn't want to treat you, you don't have the right to force that doctor to be your slave.
Absolutely.
And chances are very, very good the doctor wants to treat people that need treatment.
Sure.
Yes, you're right, but that's not the point that I'm trying to make.
Yep.
I'm trying to say that people that want power have perverted these terms,
mm-hmm,
to kind of confuse and obfuscate what the ordinary man recognizes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on. If they can get the average man to believe that he has a right to health care, then they can get him clamoring for more government control over that industry and total government takeover and more more abnegation of responsibilities and more government control over our lives. And it's certainly in their best interest to propagate these terrible ideas. And you're right. Thank you, Matt, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. The remaining moments of the show here in coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the site. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. Not only can you call your local talk stations and ask them for Free Talk Live, maybe they're already airing the show, in which case you can thank them. You can call your local talk station, you can print out flyers, you can do internet outreach, all kinds of different options there. At promote.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audio books, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You don't have to have an iPod or MP3 player to listen to these. You can listen to them right on your computer. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get your free audiobook today.
Continuing with your calls, what the show is about, go to Robert in Oklahoma. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, I just got done watching a little show about maybe an hour ago, and they're talking about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to pay them, and that there's been actually 6 cases going through these courts, you know, that for these taxes. And I feel like, you know, that if there is no law on saying that we have to pay them, I don't think nobody should have to pay.
Well, what if they showed you the law?
Well, then you know, I'd be offering to pay.
Why?
But there
whoa,
ain't no
why?
Law on it. Because
wait, I'm asking you a question. Why? If they showed you a law, why would you pay?
Because then that would be the law.
Oh, and did you agree to obey everything they write down?
Really? No. You know, I mean...
Well, then why would you obey that? I'm going to write down on a piece of paper and have some people vote on it that I want you to do jumping jacks for the next hour straight. Are you going to obey that?
Really? No.
No?
Why not?
It's the law. I'm going to make a law that says you have to do jumping jacks for an hour every single morning.
I'd get tired of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of paying the taxes, personally.
It's the law, man. It's words on paper.
I am, too. You know, I really, you know, I got scammed this year pretty bad.
How'd you get scammed?
I went to one tax company, and they gave me a free quote
mm-hmm.
on my taxes. They said I was supposed to be making close to $1,200.
As far as getting a refund, you're supposed to get a $1,000 refund?
Yeah, on my taxes.
Okay.
And this is on federal. And anyway, I went in and did my taxes, and they said that I was only able to get $400.
Uh-oh.
I got mad, of course, you know. Me, I don't like the government. I don't know if anybody else who does that are my friends.
Yeah,
but,
neither.
Truthfully, you know, I think we're getting screwed every which way and up the ass, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just, you know, I don't know what else to do. My family's in the government. I'm anti-government. I do not like the government at all.
Well, I'll tell you what you might want to look into is the Free State Project. If you believe in liberty, if you understand that in order to be free yourself, you have to allow others to be free, you owe it to yourself to take a look at the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. The reason I was raking you over the coals earlier was because I just find it so frustrating that these people that are essentially tax freedom advocates, they sound like tax freedom advocates. One of their biggest issues that they're, one of the biggest points they make a stand on is that, well, just show me the law and I'll pay your taxes, because they're so convinced that there is no law. But if they did show them the law, then they'd all of a sudden start paying this criminal government that's taking money and using it to bomb people around the world. As though there's
any evidence that the government cares anything about the Constitution
right.
or about its own laws.
Right. That, so
I mean,
all of a sudden
they just make a law that said you've got to pay the taxes.
Right. They just write that crap down and then you're going to start paying. Come on. You and I know that we are not interested in supporting a group of criminals that is bombing people and killing them around the world and putting our own friends and family members inside prison cells at an alarming rate in this country. I, for one, don't care what they write down on pieces of paper and call them. I don't care if they call them laws or statutes or whatever the hell they are. I am not interested in obeying or obliged in any way to those things. And I thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here. And, Mark, let's get to the five remaining, or as many of the five, of these medical myths that are being claimed, or at least they're claimed to be medical myths by USA Today. Whether they actually are or not, I don't know, but they're saying that they're being propagated by the medical establishment.
There's a few, and I think it's more than five. Teething causes fever. I didn't even know that. I guess I heard that kids have fever when they're teething, and certainly my wife has given Jack some, the children's Tylenol in order to run down a fever that he legitimately had when he was teething.
But babies get fevers and stuff.
That's
right?
Pretty much what they're saying. Studies
yeah.
show that teething babies are no more likely to run fevers than others.
Figures.
I don't know anything else about that. I mean,
yeah, babies get sick.
Yep, going out in cold or wet weather makes you sick.
This is a big one, right?
Yeah, this
it's called a cold,
right?
So
colds and flus are seasonal and tend to strike during the winter. But even when scientists put cold viruses directly into people's noses, people who were chilled were no more likely to become ill than those who were warm and comfortable. How much would you have to get paid in order to have a scientist give you a cold?
I don't know, man. Some people need some cash. I bet they'll take it very little.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be me. All right, I don't like getting them. This one is, this one should be eradicated from the planet.
This myth?
Yes. You should wait an hour after eating before you go swimming.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Scientists have labeled the advice questionable since 1961. Mm. Exercising after eating a big meal may make people uncomfortable, but it won't cause any life-threatening cramps.
Right, and how many people are actually exercising when they go swimming? Most people, when they go swimming,
they're
are just
in the
dipping
water.
In the pool, floating around, pushing the kids around,
usually
playing with water games
and stuff.
It's the
kids they're worried about, because kids have more energy and more likely to play around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what parents are always worried about. I remember my mom would keep me out of that pool.
Sure.
And I think hers was like a half hour
minutes.
Or 45 minutes or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it was 20 minutes. I don't know what it was. It seemed like an eternity as a child. I just wanted to get out of the pool, eat whatever watermelon and peanut butter jelly sandwich that I had for lunch, and get back in the pool.
Now, if there's a good reason to wait before you get into the pool, it's after you've put on the suntan lotion, or the sunscreen, rather. You put on the sunscreen and you jump in, it's going to wash it right off. So you've got to give that a few minutes to actually soak into your skin.
All right. So you can catch poison ivy from a person who has it. No.
Mm.
The oil in poison ivy, urushiol, is what causes an itchy rash. Whether the oil comes directly from the plant or from clothing or gardening tools on which the oil lands, but the rash itself isn't contagious as long as a person has washed off the oil.
Got it.
You need to stay awake if you have a concussion. My mom, of course, was big on this one. Anytime I bumped my head, I wasn't allowed to go to sleep for God knows
how long.
You might die! Scare the crap out of kids. Okay, so most people with concussions will not fall into comas if they go to sleep.
of course, they say most people, so this is right. They've shot their legs out from underneath. These are moms here. They're the most careful people on the planet. All right.
If there's a 0.01% chance, they are going to keep you awake.
If a doctor says that a concussion needs no treatment, there's no reason not to sleep. Now, I'd like to add to this. My mother just wouldn't let me sleep. She didn't take me to the doctor every time I bumped my head. She just wouldn't let me fall asleep after I did. So I was supposed to be calm. And
for how long?
Who knows? I can't remember. Too long. I was a kid.
What were you doing? Falling out of trees or falling off your bike?
Everything that little boys do, yes.
I don't remember getting a concussion as a kid. Maybe
I never got a concussion. If I bumped my head, she was afraid that I had a concussion.
Oh, I see.
So gotcha. I don't even really know what a concussion is.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you. All right. So here's another bad piece
Most
of advice.
Most of these are sounding like myths to me, by the way.
Never wake a sleepwalker. No sleepwalker has ever died as a result of being woken up.
Is that what the allegation is?
No, they die of fright. I don't know why you don't wake a sleepwalker.
I think it'd be fun to wake up a sleepwalker and just to kind of...
Ha! Showed you. Here you go. This is it.
Well, just imagine how discombobulated and disoriented they would be if they were awoken in the midst of walking around. They would have no idea what the hell is going on.
Yeah, they would be very surprised.
Where am I? How did I get here?
So running through the last two here, you can determine the gender of your baby by timing when you, in the menstrual cycle, you decide to have sex. So some people try to conceive a boy by having sex in the middle of a woman's menstrual cycle, hoping that the more mobile sperm carrying a Y chromosome are more likely to penetrate the cervical mucus, which is thicker at this time of the month. But an analysis of 6 studies found that there are no more boys conceived at this time of the month than any other girls.
Finally.
Birth control pills don't work as well if you're on antibiotics. This one has been held over my head in the past by past partners, and
so it's nonsense.
Right, nonsense. A review by the American Academy of Family Physicians found that common antibiotics have no effect on birth control pills.
What about the uncommon ones?
Right, they're leaving these little gaps that worry you can move through.
We're out. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Tomorrow night, join us again for more. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.